Se
amor,
Amén.
Amen.
Amén.
People of God, it is with a gladsome heart that this morning I come to you, that we are having a service online. And as we all know, we're supposed to be having my induction service today. But I'm saying I'm so happy, and I give praise and honor to God that we were able to forcefully plead with the presbytery for the presbytery to postpone, because I wouldn't have felt any good this morning if it were to come on as scheduled earlier on, because the way the environment had changed. And I know that some of us would have tried as much as possible to throw their support for the earlier on program, the induction service. But I don't think it would have sufficed it. I think I remember. And I want to join the introit that the church choir gave. No, I think the anthem, rather, that the church choir sang in praising the name of the living God. We thank God. We thank God. It is not also my singular effort. The senior presbyter supported me. The clerk also supported me, and also my family members supported me, including Mr. Ken Odame. I thank you so very much for throwing your weight behind me when I decided to plead with the presbytery that this thing cannot come on, and that even we'll have our service online, so it cannot come on. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all those, let me say, all church members who are praying in support of our ministry over here. Yadamase, Yadamase. Now, please, let's pray briefly for a brief word of God. Father, use me as a vessel today to reach out to your people, giving them understanding into your word regarding your holiness. Father, we don't have what it takes to understand you. Therefore, help us to understand you today so that we can apply your word to our lives and follow suit in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters in the Lord, today, the theme for our consideration is the holiness of God. The holiness of God. And somebody may ask, what is holiness? What is holiness? Holiness is the state of being pure, a state of being pure, a state of moving away from sin, a state of cutting yourself, a state of separating yourself from anything unholy. Yes. So another expression for holiness is separated or cut off. Cut off. Separated, cut off from what? Being cut off from worldliness, being cut off from sinfulness, being cut off from anything that is unworthy, anything that God, according to his word, frowns upon. So when we talk about the holiness of God, we are talking about that entity of God that frowns anything evil, that wouldn't want to look at anything sinful, that infinitely pure or purity of a being. That is the holiness of God. That is the holiness of God. So that we read from scriptures. We read from scriptures. Friends, I want to read from scriptures. Leviticus chapter number 11. Leviticus chapter number 11, verses 44 and 45. Leviticus 11, 44 and 45. Please, I read. For I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourself, therefore, and be holy, for I am holy. You shall not defile yourself with any swarming thing that crawls upon the earth. For I am the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. Friends, so that is the entity that you and I we are serving. And even before that, he created us, and he created us in his image. So do you know something? In a philosophy, we will say the ontology of human being is to be holy. Because why? Because the source of you and me, where we got our image from, where we were hewed from, where we were created from, is holy. So you see, your ontology, your original being, is holiness or is holy. Why am I saying so? That is why it is when we come into this world that we are tainted and dented with evil things. But from God, as we are created, as we are born, and that is the original state of you and me. Friends, so that is about holiness. Now, let's put the holiness of God into the context of the Bible just read. Friends, when Jesus was about to select his disciples, according to the word of God, was walking around, looking around, trying to identify who and who could be selected to be part of his ministry on earth. And according to the word of God, when he was going around selecting Matthew, Levi, and all of them, according to the word of God, he came along the shore of Gennesaret. And over there, he saw two canoes at a shore. But the owners of the canoe had abandoned the boats or the canoes, doing their own thing somewhere. Sometimes in life, when you come across hardship, when you come across challenges, and when you come across things that are hard to understand, if you don't take care, you abandon your objective of being alive. You throw away what even makes you a human being, or the objectivity of, or the, yes, the objective of you being alive. You throw that away. When you come to your wit's end, do a brabone baby not to move a baby away, do not know a shit. be a wet do no, who shall be coming in if I am quite ye. Of one here, a dear, when he does to no, a dear, a mawienia wien, over twatchly. You tell us who will be no budging trabra, a patrol and turn to just see a mooney for sao, and near my wife femuno. Baby, we fear all ban. But of all, we do how many a man here, but because when you come to your wit's end, when you think that the whole world is crumbling on you, or the whole world is against you, and if you don't take care. So what makes you the human way to actually? So this these fishermen and I don't know. So according to scriptures, Bible said they abandoned their canoes and omnet the crowd because Then Jesus sat in one of the canoes, and Jesus Christ no you in Yankopon, and untino, according to scriptures, no, or tna, canoe numano, canoe or tna, muni, Simon Peter's canoe. Mimi saw you in Yame into Nimadina. Omini, Jesus, he knows everything. And yet, a yellow to be not so yet, and of what tna. Simon Peter Kinum. No, Debbie. Me need that would name, sir. Hey, say two boots in back with Simon Peter or no end any dia. It's anyone of what try. And he beckoned Simon Peter. Mumra, young couple. Meaning, sir, or more Beninos, Aguabini. No, wouldn't mean your oil. Yen shen your bazoy, or ye pama, or ye fisherman. Bible say, Umbi do your brosso. Simon Peter can tell you that. Please throughout the night, yeah, and that night, the previous night, he had done fishing. Now, what did that refer when you know when you know? I want to hear to Christ to catch and say, throw the net over here. You just threw the net to the over here. Yeah. I mean, sir, all to you know, not on you. So, on an offer, sir, and I do not want to be a Juma. It's a dear, I used to Christ to catch. And I don't know how no bear Juma or yeah, and where in your be. It's a dear, and I used to a catch. Now, so according to scripture, when he threw the net and put the net into the deep and let down the net over there, he had a bountiful fish. After a bonus. And they had to even beckon other fishermen to come and help them because Anyesa Sembaba. A Bible said, Omukeno no crane yema. Ama ne omu to diakwa yema. Anke ya thinki. Hallelujah. Sometimes in life, you have to do things in deep. You have to think deeply. You have to do things with much more reasoning. Because I didn't in America, yes to Christ to catch the onse. Mum twas the unu inu a boom. Untum boom. Did you know that this launching of reasoning, this launching of application is being done into the deep? It doesn't come on a silver platter unless you are cut off, unless you are separated, unless you are with your God, unless you are in your original position. No, I'm sitting in my brother. One shy, whoever said you'll be a Bobby, whoever said you'll be a Yibi. But the difference is how you are able to do things in deep. In deep. No. And Makeke, I just only way who I didn't know I didn't quite a boss. I just only know a Jimmy Boom. Unless your purity, your holiness is coming closer with your God. Yet meaning up in Nipper. Trying to be like him. Your best no say to Christo Yami Baniba. Yan no best. Sabre or is it yay? Sabre or in a sam panu ye best no. Say to Christo Yami Banuba. Yan no best. As of now, he's preparing us with his word to get us connected to him so that we'll be consecrated, we'll be separate, we'll be cut off for his use. Yes, yeah. My brother, no brain, no sano. Oh, my yes, things indeed. Our reasoning, and you may be a hint and crowfoin, you know, most will be yachos, and me back, you see. As I stand in the stead of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today, Unyami nyini huwedi nchirao. Unyami mewo. Unyami mewo. Unyami mewo. Amen. 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 And when that bumper catch was realized, Peter did something. According to scripture, he fell down, he knelt on his knees and proclaimed, I am a sinful man. Please go away from me, because on when Timu said, Onipa Benina, Okasa Man Frama, Yedi, when you're ordinary human being, and you never hear Juma Hana and Rana Jano, and you can't say, we came here 2-3 times. We didn't get anything this deep over here. We didn't get in the even 3 fishes. Nebani say, no, do see and two here and a busu. I ain't to be crying tree. Netimo. I'm a sinful man, or of all. When you and I come into contact or come into an encounter with God Almighty, and you are sincere to yourself, or of all, who say, on stem fata. And this will be a true no, no, I have my soul for. Or no, dear. Abribiano, or I know, say, Anahoma, or no, ye. Oh, yeah, no, say, be sincere to yourself. Okay, when you're coming, a big, then you be a no insincerity. Me say, be one self fatter. So, Simon Peter, and that's why people your mind being what we are here, being here, you. But the be short. No. This entity, a ye divine, a ye baby, because you may yaya say. You mean, how come? But of all, may the good Lord reveal himself to you. Hallelujah. May this great God reveal himself to you. Amen. Have you realized in your life that sometimes, even when you are going on your knees to present yourself unto God, to tell God that God is that is the presence of God. That is the holiness of God. But of all, check your life. If you are you are sinning and you are sinning, let me be and check you out. Your life. Check your life. It means that. Yes, that is the holiness of God for you. Now, oh, yeah, pain count. When I will yet train count, Usuko Kumipa train count, Bonibia would be and count, say, we are so sure. It means the holiness of God had departed. I never end up the primary view. I'm the same local Genesis chapter 41, Genesis 41, verse 14. Genesis 41, verse 14. Yanko, Genesis 41, verse 14. Genesis 41, 14. Genesis 41, 14. When this cupbearer of Pharaoh, when the cupbearer of Pharaoh remembered Joseph, and Joseph was taken into the palace of Pharaoh, for him to explain the dream. To Pharaoh. Something happened. I want to read and explain, and we end it here. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, out of the prison. And when he had been shaved, he changed his clothes, and he came before Pharaoh. Did you hear that? You hear that? I want to read what is online here. So Pharaoh sent for Joseph, and he was quickly brought from the dungeon. When he had shaved and changed his clothes, he came before Pharaoh. So you cannot appear before Pharaoh with your prison clothes. You cannot appear before Pharaoh with your prison clothes. You have to shave. You have to remove that prison clothes and put on something anew. What is the meaning of that? What is the meaning of that? You and one of all. That is why on a periodic basis, we have to go before we go and plead. Have God confess our sins. Before you go, remove that clothing. Remove that prison clothing. Remove it before you appear. How much more than couple? Before, let's throw the dirty things away so that purity will come somewhat closer to God. And for that matter, He will supply the deep things of life, the deep things of life. You'll be able to launch into the deep. Your life will be deeply enhanced. The holiness of God. It's only a simple. Kronkronye. The Radin and Coupon Kronkronye. And it's a. When I'm using the enemy. Nay, oh boy, and Susan, oh boy, and said the Suban Sunti. Name me, baby, you are no. It can't be black, it can't be. Let me cast him, be said. In prim prino. So, oh, call a radio, no baby, as an inchain. Nay, yo, so one, why be being chill, say. Wash yassi. And I near me being quee in this renoir. The patrona kakakra. Nakakakra. Be connected to God always. Connect me to your holiness. Connect me to the holiness. And be separated to God as his position, as his possession. me ya wodia ti famiye ni a ope. And again, be separated from the common, from the ordinary. We are putting it in the dual form sakoko. That should be a very sad 70 years. We are cordial. You are an eagle. You are not an ordinary bear. You are an eagle. You become one same Debbie Debbie. Be separated from all that God says is unclean and morally defies. Why? And also be obedient to the word of God. But of all, so we are saying, yeah, man, be connected to God Almighty. Be separated to God as his possession. Be separated from the common, from the ordinary. Be separated from all that God says is unclean. And be obedient to God's word. Be obedient to God's word. Be obedient to God's words. At all. Be obedient to God's words. Yamiba. Onyami shrawai. Nyamin kam.
Amen.
Na in simini wye. With the holiness of God, or of all, we will go places. When you say obron sam on strum pie bo.
Baby.
Aye holiness and usro. And Pablo be very born, Osrano Aqua, Osrano, but I know I'm fun of home, a fun of home. But it's not a matter. I'm telling you, no show with Jesus Christ as well, maybe.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's tell God that God, we want your holiness to clothe us.
Mm-hmm.
We want your holiness to clothe us so that the devil can run away from us. So that we'll be set free. Out of all, catch the rally, catch the rally, and come. Pray, pray, pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Nana,
over to you, sir.
Well, I see we
bring
Papa.